You are listening to the Joshua Segafis Podcast.
Welcome back to the Joshua Segafis Podcast, the only podcast that teaches you how to be truly alpha. If you're ready to level up to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters, then stick around. This is exactly where you want to be.
This episode is brought to you by my flagship dating course, Dating in the Wild, The Adult Man Method. Are you sick and tired of a lackluster dating life? Gentlemen, if you know anything about my personal story, you know that I used to suck at dating. I could barely get a text back from a woman, much less a date. I was lonely, depressed, anxious, and felt like my dating life was truly a hopeless endeavor. But I didn't give up, and eventually it all changed. I got to work and figured out how to transform myself from being a total dating zero to an absolute dating hero and succeeded in creating the dating life of my dreams. And in this dating course, you can learn the exact skills, strategies, techniques, and thought processes that I learned over 2.5 years of studying, trial, error, blood, sweat, tears, testing, and lots of hard work. The secret is to learn what women evolved to look for in a mate, and then to develop yourself into the truly masculine, attractive, high-value man who taps directly into the instincts that guide the ever-mysterious female mate selection process. Not only will this course teach you how to transform your dating life, it'll also empower you to become a better, more successful man in the process. So click on the link in the description, grab the course, and get ready to change your dating life forever. All right, we are live. Welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Segafis Podcast. This is the podcast where you learn how to be truly alpha, to succeed in dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters. Tonight, we are holding a Monday evening mastermind class. We're talking about failure. And I'm joined by a member from the community, Akib. We're going to discuss this topic, toss it around. I'm going to go through this. I wrote a blog post to kind of guide this mastermind. And, you know, basically the title of this blog post is How to Handle Failure in Life, 9 Methods That Actually Work. And we're just going to go through this. We're going to chill out, discuss this stuff. I'm going to bounce it off Akib, see what he thinks, and he'll tell me what he thinks. Does that sound good, Akib?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. All right. So yeah, I love it when people get in to these masterminds with me and we can record this stuff, talk about it together. I think it brings more value. And before we get started, just a couple of things I want to make known for the audience who'll be listening to this after the fact. First of all, I have a free ebook available that you can download. If you go down to the description, it's a free ebook called An Introduction to the Alpha Mentality. If you're wondering what all this alpha mentality business is about, you can download that and you can kind of basically learn what the alpha mentality is. And then you can also learn what the beta mentality is. And you can learn all the basics of that. And we're going to talk a lot about the alpha mentality tonight. And that'll help you to kind of understand that. And of course, if you're interested in jumping into these mastermind classes, I'm going to start doing more of these. I do Monday nights and Friday nights. Right now we do alpha mentality Mondays, and then we do dating skills on Fridays. And then I'm actually getting ready to do a few more. Akib, I'm going to start doing a money masterclass like once a week. And I think I'm going to start doing a fitness one as well. We're going to see though, that's a lot of like masterclasses. We'll see what, we'll see if I could actually pull it off or if it's too much. We'll see, but I kind of want to start talking about those things because they're really important things. And I've been talking a lot about alpha mentality and dating lately, but the money and the fitness are both important as well. So we're going to start jumping into those things more. So if anyone listening to this after the fact, recording, you interested in jumping into these conversations with us and breaking it down and just discussing this stuff, then feel free to join the mastermind tribe. You can find a link down in the description and you can jump in and be a part of this with us. All right. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and dive into this. Akib, anything you feel like, am I forgetting anything? Or does that sound like everything, all the important stuff? Oh, are you still there? Akib, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, very good. Okay. Does that sound like I covered pretty much everything? Is there anything I'm forgetting before we dive into this?
No. You're covering most of the things.
All right, good. All right. We're going to jump into this. How to handle failure in life. 9 methods that actually work. Okay. So the reason why I decided to talk about this tonight is because I've actually experienced quite a bit of failure over the past week and especially the weekend. I've had I've had some breakdowns in some of my plans. I had some work stuff go wrong. I had some diet stuff that I kind of gave into temptation on. I'm almost ashamed to say it, but I ate fast food yesterday, which was not on my diet. That was kind of a fail. I just caved into the temptation. My workouts haven't been as intense as they should be for a lot of reasons. And so, yeah, so this weekend I was like, that's a lot of failure in one weekend. And I wanted to talk about this because this was fresh in my mind. And I think that in our culture, sometimes there's this mindset that people try to sell. That's like, they're perfect. Everything's perfect. You know, you'll hear sound bites like launch a 7-figure business in 3 months, or fix your dating life overnight, or get ripped in 30 days. And, you know, sometimes people really hype up these things that we want to achieve, and they make it sound like a lot easier than it is. And the truth is that for the average person like me, for most people, success is kind of a long grind, and you're going to experience some success and you're going to experience some failure along the way. And tonight we're going to talk all about how to handle failure, like an alpha, 9 methods that actually work. Contrary to popular belief, alphas do fail, and they fail very often. And that's part of what helps us to learn the lessons we need to be successful, but it also matters how we handle it. And so that's exactly what we're going to talk about. Akib, what do you think? You got anything to add to that? You have any thoughts about that?
I think it's more of like a common myth which has been spread by Hollywood, or maybe because of the focusing on the success only, successful part of the life, because we don't hear about the failures. So yeah, actually it's a very common myth, and because the failure is the first condition for the success, which I believe. Yeah.
You do hear a lot more about the success than the failure. Absolutely. And the reason is because failure kind of sucks, right? It kind of sucks to fail. Nobody really wants to talk about that. Plus, people are afraid it's going to hurt their credibility to talk about failure. It's like, well, if I fail, then people won't listen to me, which is not true. But that's neither here nor there. Okay, so I'm going to start just reading this and going through it, and we're just going to go through all 9 of these 9 of these methods. And these are all methods I've actually used in my life that I continue to use even to this day. All right, so how to handle failure in life? This is a big question, and unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, this is a question that I've had to constantly answer for myself. See, here's the thing. My life has been characterized by pretty extreme amounts of failure. I've failed at all kinds of stuff. I've failed at relationships, business endeavors, personal goals, fitness plans, diet plans, friendships, etc. But even with all this failure, here's the truth. The baseline truth about my life is that overall, I've made a lot of positive forward progress. Ever since my life crashed and burned back in 2017, and ever since I had to perform a total life reset on my way out of a failed 10-year marriage, my life has been on a steady increase in overall levels of success and progress, right? I've become a better person. I've experienced more success of all different types. I've created and been fortunate enough to come across many different types of positive opportunities. My fitness is better than it's ever been. I earn more money than I've ever made. My business prospects are looking better than ever. My relationships are healthier than they've ever been. And my dating life is leaps and bounds better than it's ever been at any point in my past. Now, this is all good, right? This is all positive forward momentum. However, I still fail on an almost daily basis, even in some small ways, right? I may not fail at everything, and my failures may not be so catastrophic that my whole life collapses, but I do experience failure. And the difference between my life now and the way it was back before my life crashed and burned back in 2017 is simply this. In light of the catastrophic failures of my past, I've learned how to handle failure in life today so that I can actually pick myself up and continue on to create success instead of letting the failure defeat me forever. And that's really the crux of it. And this is the secret to achieving success and overcoming failure in the long term. This is not only what I believe, but this is something that's espoused by a lot of very successful people. A lot of my thought mentors, you know, I follow people like Dwayne Johnson, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Gary Vaynerchuk, Joe Rogan, Jordan Peterson. These are some of my primary thought mentors, and these similar messages, you know, are talked about by them. Steve Harvey talks about this a lot. I really look up to him a lot. So in this post, I'm going to get very honest with you and share the 9 methods that I've used to use it, or that I've learned to use in my life to learn how to handle failure while still picking myself up and still managing to achieve success and overall forward progress. Because we don't want to give up, right? We just sometimes need to restructure and pivot and just to kind of get back on track. So we're going to dive into it. And the very first method that we're going to talk about here is accept that failure happens is the first thing. A lot of people don't like the idea of failure, and for good reason. To a certain degree, it sucks. It hurts your feelings. It makes you feel worthless. It makes you feel like you're not capable of doing the important things that matter to you. And it can demoralize you and feel like a swift kick to the stomach. Nobody wants to wake up or go to bed thinking to themselves, wow, I'm such a cataclysmic fuck up. I can't do a single thing right. But listen, the first thing you need to accept is that failure is inevitable in life. And to be really honest, it has almost zero bearing, on how successful you're going to become in the long term. The truth, actually, that is true. But really, as you're going to learn in a minute, failure can sometimes be helpful to us. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But anyway, experiencing failure is a lot like experiencing sunshine, rain, human interaction, or taxes. At some point in life, you're just going to experience it, regardless of how much you may try to avoid it. Instead of thinking of failure as the defining mechanism for your life, it's important to remember that what defines you isn't whether or not you experience failure, especially in the short term, but how you handle it when it happens. And that's truly the key to the process of refiguring your relationship with it. So when that happens, just stop and take stock of it. Don't react with a bunch of emotion. Instead, be calm and logical so that you can keep from doing further damage with your reactions. Because sometimes when we react to it in like a super negative way, or we freak out or we give up, that's actually does the most damage, right? So anyway, that's the first method. Akib, what do you think? Do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I'd be saying one thing. If there are enough endeavors, enough motivations, and enough actions, the failure only can be possible if there is not enough data about the reality or the circumstance. So I count failure as a sort of like, given the all the necessary conditions, like as action, proper motivation, and persistence. If a fail happens, that means there was not a sufficient or enough data to guide the right course of action. So if there is a failure, that means I am lacking some data or information. And then I just need to find out the missing data. That's how I see the failure.
Yeah. That's actually, so it's kind of like a learning experience for you is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm seeing more of it from a cognitive aspect rather than an emotional aspect. So yeah, that's how I see it. It's my understanding.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. In fact, point number 2 is learn from it. That's actually the second point. So you were ahead of the game with your assessment there. So I'm going to read this. If you regularly read my blog posts, watch my videos, or listen to my podcasts, you know that I espouse what I call the alpha mentality. And the alpha mentality is simply this. It means to take action-oriented, intentional control of your life, energy, resources, and strategic trajectory, embracing radical self-responsibility, shirking victim mentality, and determining to utilize your time and resources wisely to proactively create a meaningful, significant destiny and lasting legacy of greatness in the world. With that being said, whenever we face failure in life, it's crucially important that we learn from these failures so that we can really pick ourselves up and improve our chances for success the next time around. Learning to use failure as a teaching mechanism for yourself for the future is vital to the alpha mentality and crucial for succeeding and becoming a successful alpha in your own life. So yeah, boom, Akib, that's pretty much exactly what you were saying. What do you think? Do you have anything to add to that little assessment?
One thing I'm like, this is very common. I mean, failure is a very popular thing in the military when there's, particularly in the war, they try to analyze their failures and it's kind of like they go through rigorous analysis and they try to then apply their learning, you know, the next time. And so I feel like that's what I try to apply. Like when I fail sometimes, I try to reanalyze the situation so rigorously. I kind of like do some sort of like a case-based case scenario or case or scenario analysis the way corporates do. I try to find some point, and then I try to apply the missing point or the learned stuff. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to add.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. So one thing that also stands out to me when we're talking about learning from failure, and Steve Harvey talks about this a lot, is when we think of failure as, and I'll probably talk about this a little bit coming up, but when we think about failure, sometimes we always think to ourselves, so why do we find failure so frustrating? Well, partly is because we wanted a successful result, but we got a fail, right? We got a failed result. So it's like, so obviously it's disappointing. However, it's also true that we need failure to help us prepare for when we do succeed. Like for example, in building a business, like when I was building my freelance writing business, I would try to get, in the beginning, I would try to get these really big projects and, you know, I would bid them, I would try to get them, and I would not get them. And I would kind of just get these smaller projects. And I would think, oh, this is disappointing. But the truth of the matter was, when I finally did get my first big project, I realized, oh my God, like I was barely ready for this. I had to go through a bunch of those failures, and I had to go through a bunch of those smaller projects just to prepare me for what it's going to take to handle these bigger ones. So failure, Steve Harvey says that failure is God's way of preparing you for what you asked for in the future. You're just not ready for it yet, right? And so to me, that's, I think about that a lot. And I think that's a very useful way to think about it. You think of failure as like the practice of emotionally lifting weights to prepare you for the things you're working for, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So point number three here, don't beat yourself up. This is the third method, right? And this is something, unfortunately, that I see people do a lot. Failure is going to beat you up. It's going to make you feel like crap. It's going to make you feel worthless and pathetic sometimes. It may make you feel tiny, small, and weak. But thankfully, these feelings don't last forever. However, a lot of people make it even worse by beating themselves up over failure. And I've learned that there's literally no value in beating yourself up over it. Instead of beating yourself up, judging yourself, or getting down on yourself, simply tell yourself that this is a fact of life. This is just part of the journey. When you experience failure, instead of beating yourself up, give yourself a pat on the back and remind yourself that you tried your best. Encourage yourself by saying things like, that's okay, we'll try again tomorrow, and next time we'll make it work. Or forgive yourself by saying things like, look, you did the best you could. Failure sometimes happens and there's nothing you can do about it. So today we're going to pick ourselves up. We're going to learn from it. We're going to try again. Don't worry. The show ain't over, right? We're not failing altogether. We just failed at this step. Gonna recollect our thoughts. We're gonna attack it again. This is the kind of inner dialogue we need to be having with ourselves about failure. So don't beat yourself up. Encourage yourself to get up and keep moving. And you know, forgive yourself. Let yourself off the hook. Akib, what do you think about that? Anything to add to that?
Yeah, I think that's the emotional part where actually I feel I lack sometimes that mentality. I've seen more of like this thing happens quite a lot for people who are very much perfectionist or who have a very lot more successful histories in the life. So they, whenever they fail, they just try to be very harsh towards them. And actually, I don't know actually what could be the best way or what actions in terms of not beating up, concrete action plan could be to avoid this emotional beating up phase.
Gotcha. Yeah. Perfectionism. I used to really struggle with perfectionism. I would think, you know, oh, if it's not perfect, it's pointless. And that's a huge mistake. Like I used to really mess myself up with that attitude. Nowadays, I think to myself, you know what, going to do my very best. I know it's not going to be perfect, but even if it's just 80% or 85%, that's a hell of a lot closer to 100% than 0%, right? And then if we keep practicing at it, we do get better. And that's another part of it. Yeah. So yeah, 100%. And that kind of leads into step number four here, which is make a plan to overcome it. So this is crucial and foundational to the alpha mentality. When you face failure and you get knocked down, don't give up and sulk back to the comfort zone. This is the most important thing. And this is this is where I differentiate giving up from a pivot, right? So like when we experience failure and we think, you know what, I'm giving up on all this, and we just go back to the comfort zone, this is true failure. But we can only truly fail when we give up at something. This is what I always say. Instead, when we face failure, what we should maybe think about is, okay, we got to change the plan a little bit. We got to make a new plan. We got to use this new data to come at this problem from a different angle. And that's what I call a pivot, right? So when you experience failure and then you pivot, it's not truly failure. It's just a challenge or like a, you know, a setback. And another thing is that's important to understand is that there's a reason why you're out here trying things and failing to begin with. It's because you're on an adventure. Like life is a great adventure. And I call it the hero's arc often. The whole reason why you're out here failing to begin with is because you're trying to achieve something bigger and better for yourself. So when you get knocked down, don't think of it as being the end of the road. Instead, absorb the information you've learned and create a new plan. Use that information to make a plan, right? And this is actually important because a lot of people may experience failure and they're like, oh my gosh, that sucked. I don't really know what to do. But it's important that we collect ourselves and we say, and we be intentional about the idea of like, okay, it's time to make a new, different plan and try again. We want to use the information we learned to our advantage to give us a better chance of success next time. And one thing that's really important to understand is that you're increasing your odds for success every time you fail if you follow that framework. And I think a lot of people overlook that. I used to overlook that. Like you said earlier, I used to get so hung up on the emotional part of failing that I wouldn't think rationally about that step, right? That step of making a plan in the wake of failure. What do you think about that, Akib? Do you have anything to add to that?
I'm just trying to be specific, like what concrete action plan can be designed for the phase of don't beat you up. I like, for example, if I'm failing, let's say, for example, I'm planning to go to the gym 3 times this week. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't actually go for one. I couldn't fulfill the quota of going 3 times. And let's say, for example, I'm feeling very low mood. And that negative thought actually prevented me to proactively plan the next week too. Mm-hmm. And then I just getting down in spirally into the hollowness. So, I mean, can it be like that? Just for example, when I make an action plan like that, when I see that mood is coming, that negative thought is coming, that negative headspace is coming, so shall I do things like, for example, well, now I need a motivational boosting up from some of my closer friends, so I need to make a call. I need to talk about that, at least about that thing, address this issue so that I can be re-energized and I can be again cheered up. What do you think?
Oh, gotcha. Okay. No. So I think that that's partly individual to people, but I'll tell you what I do, because I literally went through this weekend. Like I was supposed to stick with my diet and work out. Not only did I not succeed in sticking with my diet, but I didn't work out. I worked out a little bit, but not near as hard as I needed to. So here's what I did. So I'm tempted to be really down on myself. And then weirdly enough, for me, I'm actually, when it comes to working out and dieting, if I fail and I start to get down on myself about it, then I'll actually be in danger of going off the deep end. So if I'm beating myself up about the failure, one of the first things that I'll tend to do, which is a very bad reaction, is to be like, you know what? It doesn't matter. I'm just going to eat a bunch of junk food. Like that's one of the first things that I'm in danger of doing. And I don't know why, but that's just for me, kind of like the first instinct when I start beating myself up about it. And I think it's kind of like my way. So I think what's happening is my brain is trying to pull me back to the comfort zone. And the comfort zone is eating a bunch of junk food and not working out at all, right? That's the comfort zone. It's uncomfortable to be calorie restricting and working out hard every day. So my brain tries to pull me back. So I have to resist that. So it's like, well, how do I do it? So personally, what I do, and this is what I did this weekend, was I had to say, okay, Josh, like get it together. Here's the thing. You know, today you didn't meet your goals. Okay, that's fine. First of all, it's only one day out of 7 days in the week. And if you fail just today, it's not that big of a deal. You can just make it up. Like you, if you don't even have to make it up, just go back to normal tomorrow and you'll be fine. What we don't want to do is like snowball. And then the next thing is I write it down. And this is actually really important to me. Like I have, I do all kinds of different goal setting things. Right now I just have a very simple bullet point composition book. And I don't think you can actually see it, but I have like, I hope you can see, I've got like, I write myself a to-do list and I put little squares next to it so that I can check them off when I get done. And Akib, one thing I do when I start to get down on myself for failing for the day is I think to myself, okay, I've still got a little bit of this day left to be successful in it. So I'm going to write down a list of things I'm going to try to accomplish before this day is over, kind of like doing damage control. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm going to, and even if the day doesn't end up being as successful as I wished it would have been, that gets my mind focused on getting some wins. And then when I check things off my to-do list, this helps me to feel better about it. And it helps me to get some wins under my belt so that my mind is in a better place. And as far as not beating myself up over it, sometimes it does help to talk to somebody, like you were saying. Like if I'm really feeling down on myself, I'll call someone like a trusted friend and I'll be like, oh man, I feel so bad about this. You know, I didn't make it to the gym today. I feel like I just failed at it, you know, maybe vent about it a little bit. And then, you know, if they're a good friend, they'll encourage me. They'll be like, hey, it's fine. You know, it's not a big deal. Just get back on it tomorrow, whatever. So to me, that's kind of the process that I go through when I start to, beat myself up. Does that make sense, Akib?
Yeah, I think the idea here is to, bring the mind from negative headspace to positive mentality so that actually you can re-energize, refocused.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to explain it, bringing the headspace back to a positive place and also bringing the headspace back to a place of control over your own, over your own life too. Because I think when we fail, part of it is that we feel like we're losing control of our life or losing control of the journey of our life. And that's kind of a scary thing, right? So we need to like find a way to reestablish the feeling of control over our own journey, even if it's just in a small way. Like for me, I think that's why when I write things down, it makes me feel better about it because I'm making a plan. And that gives me back some control over my life that I kind of lost by not following the goals. So anyway,
what happens is people start to do binge in that phase. Don't beat you up when they can't get out of the negative headspace. They get succumbed into their negative thoughts. They just start binging like alcohol, porn, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. No, 100%. Yeah. I feel like that's my temptation with junk food, especially with my diet. Like if I break my diet, my first instinct is to eat a bunch of junk food, which is terrible, but that's my instinct. And I think it's the brain trying to pull me back into comfort zone territory. Yeah. No, 100%. Do you ever write things down, Akib, when you feel like you've gone off track? Do you ever like stop and like write down a plan for the day or anything like that?
No, I mean, actually my case is different. Like I talk with a friend, like for example, Sad, so when you're in the negative headspace and negative headspace are very negative core beliefs and they're just not only beliefs, they're enmeshed with intricate emotions. And when they start to kick in, they just kind of like a feeling, make you feel with all the bad emotions. And your mind is so clouded, just you feel hopeless and you don't know how to see, or you don't know how to propel yourself through all this cloudy, foggy pathway lying in front of you. So that's a very tricky thing. So I just usually, in my case, I talk with a friend, close friend who genuinely wishes good for me or who generally and also who knows how to go through that. So I mean basically then he just presents like positive thoughts to me. Mm-hmm. And then it starts to I start to get see hope there.
Do you feel like that helps you to not beat yourself up?
No. I mean, I mean, sorry, what did you mean that just it helps me to come out of the phase?
Yeah. Does it help you to not beat yourself up about the failure? Like, does that help you to, you know, stay in a positive mindset when you talk to a friend?
By all means. Like, for me, without the, positive, without the positive cheering up by close friend, I can't actually move forward.
That's good. In fact, that's one of the steps moving forward. You're predicting some really good stuff here, because that's exactly one of the next steps. Before we get to that one, though, we're going to talk about number five, which is understand that life is a game full of wins and losses. So I don't care who you are, what you're trying to do, or how good you are at doing it, you're going to face wins and losses in life. In fact, you're probably going to experience more losses than wins, to be honest. I have this saying that I've been saying lately to myself. I've also been saying it to other people, but more to myself than anyone, is there are five failures for every solution. And the reason I say that is because I've noticed this trend in my life. Whenever I succeed at something pretty good, pretty big, like for example, whenever I got from 215, my weight down to 210, that was like a big milestone for me. And then boom, I hit like a psychological difficult place. I struggled with the diet. I started struggling with the staying motivated with the workouts. It's like I went strong till 210 and then I hit like a wall. And then I got down to 208 and a half. And then I kind of like got, and I've been stuck there for a few days now. And I've been struggling to psychologically stay on top of it. And I'm not totally sure why that is, but it seems that way no matter what you succeed at. Because when you succeed at something and you get to a new place, you're always going to hit new challenges. And that's just the nature of life. And this is the nature of life, no matter what stage of success you're in. There are a lot of fake people in the world right now, and they're all over social media too, who try to make it sound like if you don't achieve the short-term, fast, massive success right away, you're not as good as them or you're not doing it right. There's all kinds of these people online. And it doesn't make any sense. There's a lot of fake. It's really important for people to understand that there's a lot of fake out there. I've made a lot of forward progress in my life, and I'm really good at a few different things. And I am here to tell you, and I guess I'm representing the average normal person maybe when I say this, but success, first of all, is absolutely possible for all of us. But it's also true that we're going to go through failure while we're succeeding, while we're trying to succeed. It's just the way it is. So don't fall prey to these ridiculous lies that people say when they try to make it sound like, oh, they're perfect, or you should be able to just succeed so fast, or you know, you shouldn't have to go through failure. There's a lot of people who try to make their lives sound more awesome than they are. It's full of lies. It's YouTube in particular seems to be full of these fake gurus who do this. And it's disingenuous. Oh, go ahead.
What do you mean by like by fake or hair? It's like, is it like a, would you elaborate? Like, what do you mean by fake hair?
So there are a lot of people on YouTube who make, they'll say things like, this is especially true in the business space, but they'll say things like, oh, I built a 7-figure business in 3 months and you can do it too if you buy my expensive course, like those kinds of people, right? There's like a lot of people who kind of say things about their life that sounds crazy successful, but when you dig into it a little bit, it turns out that it's not all true. And this is something that just happens, but when people watch this stuff, it can make them judge themselves like way more than they should, because they think, wow, I'm a super failure. Look at these people achieving all this success in whatever way it is. And then I'm just like over here failing, barely making any progress. But the truth of the matter is that in life, that is the journey. You make some progress, you fail a little bit, you hit a roadblock, you hit a challenge, It knocks you down. You get up, you make a little more progress. Boom, you get hit with another failure. And this is such is the way of life. It takes longer to achieve big success than a lot of people think. A lot of people expect themselves to succeed at big things quickly. But the truth is you have to be patient with yourself. You have to give yourself time. You have to make a good plan. You've got to act out that plan, but you also have to understand that it's not going to go perfectly, right? So accept that there are wins and losses in life. Accept that it's not ever going to go perfectly. Give yourself time, give yourself patience, but stick with it. Like, keep writing down your goals, keep sticking to your plan, keep trying to improve your plan, keep trying to improve yourself. But ultimately, understand that you're not the only one who has to kind of grind through it sometimes. This is true for everybody. This is true for me in my life. Like I said, I've had some great overall progress and success. My life is so much better now than it was 5 years ago, but it hasn't been like some kind of quick, explosive, magical, some kind of magical event. I've just worked and worked and made plans and failed at those plans and tried things that didn't work and then tried something that did work and then yada, yada, yada. Right. So that's the next, that's just step number or method number five is understand that life is full of wins and losses. And it's just a part of it. What do you think about that, Akib? You got anything to add to that?
I've read the history and seen countless lives who have gone through, so many failures. And so I just don't feel, I accept that automatically. And when I also see myself from a biological point of view, my ancestors who actually was successful in reproduction, then actually I got it during this stage. So after it is a long, long time. Each species is carrying like at least billion years of reproduction success history. So when I see that, I feel like, no, I should not be, at least that if I just give myself away, then I'm kind of like allowing, I'm disregarding the success of my ancestors. And so I should be propelling forward. And also I accept that life is also, harsh and there would be a possibility of failure and it's part of life. That's how I see it.
Yeah, 100%. And that's a good point in our evolution. Like it took us millions and millions of years to become this version of humanity. And there was a lot of ups and downs. I guess you call it ups and downs, but there are branches of the human, there are branches of our evolutionary family who didn't even make it to this point. Right. So yeah, even in the grand scheme of nature and evolution, there are wins and losses. So that's a great point actually. All right. Method number six, allow yourself to feel down sometimes. I talk a lot about picking yourself up and trying again. And while this is important, it's also important to understand that sometimes you're just going to feel down about stuff. Sometimes failure hurts. Sometimes failing at something feels a lot like getting punched in the face. And when this happens, sometimes there's just no fast solution for it. Sometimes you just need to feel like crap for a while. Personally, for me, when my life really fell apart back in 2017 and everything was collapsing around me, I would sometimes spend entire days laying in my bed just being depressed. Now, of course, this was a huge deal. The depression was so heavy, I didn't really have the energy to do anything, right? But eventually, I did find ways to motivate myself to get up and start making progress. But it was that heavy on me. And I think there's a part of me that had to go through that to get that out of my system. Okay. Now, thankfully, nowadays, my depression never gets that bad. Sometimes when I fail, I do have to give myself permission to feel like crap for a few hours or even for a few days. Sometimes I'll put a stop to my day and I'll just take a break and I'll even take a nap for a few hours just to get through the funk of feeling like crap because of some kind of failure. I'm a very positive guy. In fact, you could say that I'm radically positive. I also have a lot of confidence and I have a lot of hope for the future. And I've come a long way on this journey. And I tend to conquer most of the challenges that I set myself to the challenge of conquering. But I'm still going to be dead honest with you. Sometimes when I fail, I still feel like crap. And I still sometimes feel a little hopeless in those bad moments. Sometimes I feel like I don't have what it takes. Sometimes I feel like I'm not worth anything. Sometimes I am tempted to feel like my whole life is going to go downhill because I failed at something. And that's just a human thing, right? And sometimes there's no fast track to fixing it. Sometimes you have to let yourself feel it. You have to vent to a friend, hug a loved one, pet your cat, watch a movie, play a video game, have some bomb sex. Just find some way to make yourself feel better so you can get back on the horse and keep moving. And it isn't always easy, right? You're not always going to be able to handle it perfectly. And I just want you to know, for those of you listening, it's normal sometimes to feel this way. Sometimes you just need to let yourself feel like crap for a little while, and then you'll get it through your system and you'll find a way to cheer yourself up and you'll continue onward. But it's just really important that when you do that, you think to yourself, okay, right now I feel pretty terrible. I'm going to take a little break maybe, but I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up on everything. You know, I'm just going to do what I have to do right now to get through it and to move on from it. And this is sometimes what it takes. So anyway, that's point number six. What do you think about that, Akib? Do you have anything to add to that?
No, it's fine. We can move forward.
All right. Point number seven, talk about it and vent about it. So Akib, you actually already mentioned this. If I'm having an exceptionally bad day, sometimes I'll call a trusted friend and just vent about it. I'll clarify the fact I'm venting by saying something like, hey, I'm having a real crappy day. I just need to vent about this a little bit. Would you mind listening to me while I vent? And as long as they say they're fine with it, I'll go ahead and vent my negative feelings. I learned this technique by reading the work of Robert Augustus Masters. He calls this a conscious rant. And it's a really important skill. Sometimes you just need to vent and get stuff out. And that's method number seven. Akib, you have anything to add to that? Anything to say about that one?
Yeah, it's more of like acknowledging that consciously that something you're pissed off, and you're really feeling bad about it. You're basically acknowledging that thing in your conscious mind. What happens is if you don't acknowledge those things, it just gets back to your mind, and they just come in a very bad way in dreams or in a displacement or in a pathological emotional way that you start to be very angry while you don't know basically what you're angry about, and that starts to sabotage your other domains of your life or even the thing you're planning to do. So it's very important, to be honest.
Yeah, actually that's super important, and I'm glad you said that, because if you don't talk about it or deal with it, it will come back in all kinds of different forms, because it'll still be inside you. 100%. Yeah, I totally agree. And that's a very good thing to point out. We can't escape those things. You know, we got to deal with them. We have to deal with them somehow. Talking to someone is one of the best ways to deal with it. Get it out in the open, shine a light on it, and start solving it instead of just stuffing it down. Okay, method number eight, sleep. I don't know if anyone else does this, but this is actually... sometimes for me, this is a magic cure to overcoming failure. If I experience a really gut-wrenching incident of failure on any particular day, it's not so uncommon for me to put a hold on my work, cancel my appointments for a few hours, and just go to bed, like take a nap. Personally, failure tends to make me really tired. It saps my energy and it makes me feel weak. So I'll put my work on hold for a few hours. I'll set my alarm. I'll climb into bed. I'll cover up. I'll turn the air conditioner down. I'll cuddle with my cat and I'll just sleep it off. When I wake up, I'll usually feel very refreshed, energized, ready to make a plan and deal with it. This isn't the only method I use. This is just one of them. But I'm sharing it because it's actually been a pretty successful and consistent tool for helping me to deal with some failures that are especially difficult to deal with. Like sometimes if, you know, during the day I experience something very tough, it's a big failure. And I just, I'm like, oh man, I'm just not feeling it today. It just really took the wind out of me. I'll just take a nap and that will help me to kind of restart my day. And even though I lose a couple hours, the fact that I slept and kind of went into REM sleep just kind of resets. It seems to reset my mental cycle. And then I can wake up with a fresh perspective. And so that's been super helpful for me. What do you think, Akib? Do you have anything to talk about on that subject?
I mean, it's more of like one of the key things, like when you get into negative headspace and then you literally start to get spiraling down into the funnel of negativity and then binging and give yourself in old negative habits. And it's all the things are happening because you are in a negative, not only my headspace, but also in a negative mindset, a negative, attitude. And it's kind of like if you have a sleep, it's more of like you're restarting the computer again.
Yeah. Unplug it and plug it back in is what it is, basically.
It's a very good thing. I really like it.
Yeah.
I'll try it. It's like, it makes sense.
Heck yeah. All right. And then we've got the final step here, the final method, which is deploy the alpha mentality to try again and overcome. Personally, for me, the alpha mentality was what gave me the power and strength to start achieving overall better life success for myself, despite my failures. When I started living in true alpha mentality, I started overcoming my failures and creating more success for myself. This is when I started making legitimate forward progress and when I started to actually see positive results on the other end of my effort. Without some kind of code or system or behavior filter or philosophy to help you find your way in life, you're going to be left struggling to find your way, tossed and turned by the whims of your emotions. This is what happened to me. I call this the beta mentality. And this is exactly why my life hit such a low point back, you know, when I was younger, like 5-6 years ago. Before that point, I really had no code or system for how to organize my thoughts or create success for myself or manage my emotions. I just ended up crashing and burning my life because I was in total reaction mode, reacting to the chaotic whims of my emotion. And this chaos caused destructive effects in my life and also in the lives of people around me. So I had to change my ways. And the alpha mentality was what I came up with. And it started, you know, I talk about this all the time on my platform, on my blog, podcast, whatever. But the way that this all started for me, this whole alpha mentality thing, was just me sitting in my apartment. And I was tired of constantly sabotaging my own life. And I started making myself rules so that I would stop sabotaging myself. And that became the 18 vows of the Oath of Kings and Queens. You know, now they're 18 vows, but at first it was just like 3 or 4 rules that I wrote. And I was like, okay, I have to start following some rules or I'm going to just keep messing my life up. And then the first one was, I vow to take my power back from the chaos. And that was me trying to get some sense of control over myself. And I would just recite it to myself over and over again. And it was very effective. It really helped. And then the whole alpha mentality kind of came from that. And that was just me trying to create something that would help me to make my life better. And then I started documenting the journey and that's how I started my blog. And then, you know, it turned out that it could help other people too. And it has helped other people. And it's not necessarily an original thing. Other people have been talking about things like this all throughout history. You know, there are some religions that have elements of this in it. Stoicism, you know, this is very similar to the concept of stoicism. So it's just my version of it that kind of I identified with and that helped me in my life. And so I think it's useful to talk about. But to me, deploying the alpha mentality to try again and overcoming failure, that was a huge key. It kind of gave me a tool set to help me psychologically to, you know, have a way to do that. And so once again, like if for those of you listening, if you're not sure what I'm talking about when I talk about the alpha mentality, you can download my free ebook. in the description, and it'll tell you all the basic stuff. It's an introduction to the alpha mentality, and it's the best way to kind of understand what I'm saying, because there's a lot to the mentality. I mean, we defined it earlier, but yeah, no, for me, that's the final and probably most powerful piece of the whole puzzle. And that's kind of what leads to the overall long-term life success and why I'm now making progress in my life versus back in my past when it was just spiraling downward. So yeah, and that's pretty much it. Akib, what do you think? You have anything to add to that?
About adding, deploy the mentality, the last phase.
Deploy the alpha mentality to try again and overcome.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be saying that not always we'll have emotional support or the friends available. And some of the time we have to be rely on our self. So in this phase, the deploy the mentality is a very key challenging. Like, for example, I am really trying to remotivate myself or come out of the negative space, and I'm trying to phone Saad or any close friend, but they're not available. So then I'm left alone. And it's really deploy the mentality, I mean, alpha mentality. If I just don't think in that way, then basically nothing will happen. Then again, the cycle will be repeated. So I feel like this is a very important thing, that when I am reorienting myself, then I feel like I should have a self-talk to myself, that I am basically taking charge of my actions. I'm trying to control and minimize chaos in my life. And that is how I'm becoming an alpha, personality of alpha mentality. So that's how I see it.
I love it. No, I totally identify with that. And you're right. When we are alone, when we don't have friends available, there are going to be those times in our lives. And so we do have to find a way to self-soothe and help ourselves, give ourselves tools to succeed rather than to just fall by the wayside, you know, because we ended up alone. And unfortunately, or fortunately, in life, there are seasons of friendship, and there are seasons of support, and then there are seasons of being alone, of solitude, of needing to muscle through it under our own power. And that's a fact of life as much as anything else. And so, yeah, I completely agree with you. And I think that it's important to draw attention to that, because if we are always reliant on other people, this is not independence, and this isn't creating our own sense of like self-worth, and this isn't self-validating. And we want to be self-validated men and women in the alpha mentality. And to do that, we have to do some of that ourselves. The most important part of it, build that foundation within ourselves. So no, awesome. All right. That's going to conclude the masterclass on how to handle failure in life. Akib, I really appreciate you coming and sharing your thoughts and bouncing this around with me. Thank you. I hope you can come to more of these things.
Yeah. What is tomorrow's session?
Tomorrow is Tuesday, right? There's no session tomorrow, but Wednesday.
I have gym in the morning, so I can't come.
Oh, gotcha. That's important. I don't want you to skip on the gym for it. But Friday we have a dating mastermind. If you're free on Friday, you can come. But anyway, we'll talk about that. But yeah, I love it when you come, and I hope that more people. Holden came to one of these last Friday night. That was awesome. So yeah, no, I love it. I love it when people come in and talk about this stuff with me, and we bounce ideas around. It makes it a lot more valuable. So thank you, Akib. Any closing thoughts you can think of before we wrap it up?
I will try to design a sort of like action plan for dealing with a failure, and so that actually I can because the failure, if I don't address, then it just starts to take control of the whole life and turn into chaos again.
So I'll try to make some plan and just I'll experiment on that. The way you say it, I'll experiment on that and let's see how it goes.
Awesome.
I really appreciate it. Your suggestions. That's really great.
Yeah, no, thank you. I appreciate you putting in your input and I love it. You have some great, you have some great insight into this stuff. So I love it. All right. That's going to be it.
A lot.
What's that?
Because I failed a lot and I love that I failed a lot.
Yes, same here. Same here. All right. Go with grace. Ladies and gentlemen, never give up your power. This is Josh Segafis signing off.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to visit www.joshuasegafis.com. Catch you on the flip side.